all around me are the most glorious large pots of food sitting on a chilled counter, and I'm standing with very long time chef David Ross of Ragdale Hall. David, this is quite a feast you've put on for lunch.
Yeah, so it's something that we like to do. We like to give all the guests variations of, you know, colour, textures and foods from around the world. So we try and, as much as we possibly can, source local food. But at the same time, again, we're trying to put different twists on food that people may not have normally had. So, again, it is challenging, but it is rewarding in the end of what we can do.
One of the things, I mean, one of the perceptions that I've always, I used to have, certainly, was that I was coming to a health farm or a spa, and I was going to have lettuce leaves and and sort of rabbit food and something that would sort of be perceived as being healthy. That's far from the truth, isn't it?
Yeah, as I said, when I first came here sort of 8-9 years ago, there was that sort of perception of again, you know, it's going to be just juices and just lettuce leaves. And it's, you know, nothing could be far, you know, far from the truth. We do a lot of different types of food. Yes, we do comfort foods, and yes, we do healthy foods. So we use a sort of window system here at Ragdale, or 1, 2 and 3 window, so guests then have got the choice whether they want to go really healthy or they want to, you know, indulge and have that extra sort of little comfort bit of food.
For somebody like me who cooks quite often, even though I am a foodie, I cook the same old, what do you do here to really make that food interesting? I mean, I'm looking here at a courgette red chard and sunflower seed tomato salad. It looks visually fantastic, but what are your tricks to get that food? Because it's obviously healthy. What tricks are you using?
Well, basically the tricks that I'm using is I've got a big brigade of sort of 16 chefs in the kitchen, and what we do is when we start thinking of ideas, we all get together and we, you know, get input on it. So when we're looking at things, what shall we do? Well, we know what goes well together, but it's sometimes just trying to get those different combinations together to make it sort of visually sort of, you know, nice as well as sort of tasty. So it's really the input of as many chefs as I can possibly, you know, from a, you know, a commis chef right the way up to myself and obviously the senior team. All input is great input for me. And again, you can just try it. You never know until you try it out for the guest to see whether it does work or doesn't work.
You must have a lot of the sort of like people like me, housewives and I dare say house husbands, but they must have a lot of people wanting tips on how to reproduce this sort of food.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, quite a lot of the time, you know, the people ask for recipes, and here at Ragdale, you know, we'll get the recipes out to guests. On the website at the moment, you know, there's always little tips, few recipes on there, and we're always glad, you know, if a guest asks to speak to us, we'll come out and sort of, you know, give them hopefully, you know, the benefit of our experience in doing the food.
So can you tell me a little bit more about this here? It's got red rice in it and apricot and cashew nut. What's the main ingredient?
Well, quinoa, or quinoa as we like to go and call it, again, is a super seed, really, really healthy, good for you, again with the red rice in there as well. Got fresh apricots in there, and then obviously cashew nuts, so you're getting obviously that real smooth taste, that nutty taste coming through from the cashews, and also you get a lot of bite as well. And again, this is something that we know we've had on for a while, and it's just different foods that we do try.
There's a wide variety of colours and textures here as well. I'm looking at here, at the back here. What's this one, David?
Okay, the one at the back there, we've got pickled red onions with...
Pickled red onions?
Yeah, so yeah, we pickle them ourselves here. So what we do is we do a light pickle with blueberries in, with olives. And again, it just gives you that different sort of textures and flavours that we get.
Can I try just a little bit of that? Is that...
Yeah, cool.
I'm just going to go and try and get a fork or something. Hang on a moment. That's fantastic. And it's just a really lovely dusty pink colour. Is that a red onion you use?
Yeah, we're using a red onion, and as I said, with the we use sort of black currant as well on there. So it should be slightly sweet.
It's soft.
Yeah.
And tasty onion, but it's got a real sweetness to it. Yeah. It's sort of like the acidity or that punch of the onion has gone slightly. It's quite soft.
Yeah, as I said, I mean, that's something we want, and obviously, you know, we have got salads, you know, with raw onion in there, which obviously you'll get all the flavours from a classic, you know, raw onion. But this one, again, it's just something a little bit milder, works really well with the olives that we get. You know, we've got the nice black and green olives there, and they've all been marinated off.
That that's absolutely, I mean, it works really well. It's quite almost sort of got a combination of almost Mediterranean with Japanese there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I said again. But, you know, it seems to work. You know, it seems to work really well.
And can I try this, the quinola?
Yep.
It's quite interesting. You pronounced it two ways.
Yeah, I'm going to say quinoa is its actual proper name, but we call it quinoa. Again, I think it's a Western way of pronouncing it. So, yeah, it's a nice salad.
It's quite easy to make at home, is it?
Yeah, as I said, all you do is you treat it like you would be treating cooking rice. So it's about 20 minutes, sort of double the amount of water, season afterwards, always season after the fact.
You say you always season it afterwards.
Yeah,
why is that?
Well, with any pulses, rices or anything, if you season before you start to cook, what it does is it's more likely to make the rice tough. So what we do is we'll cook it three quarters of the way through, then we'll season at that point in time, and then it will stay nice and light and fluffy.
But it's got a really nutty flavour. That cashew nut gives it some texture. Apricot here, hang on a second. That really sweetens it. That's quite a flavour combination, isn't it?
Yeah, as I said, you know, it's just nice to have that sweetness. You need something there, otherwise, you know, you need that sort of lift. As I said, quinoa and red rice, yes, there's that nutty taste there, but you want those little directions of flavour to come through as well.
And in that, you've squeezed some orange juice into it.
Yes, yeah. We'll say a little bit of orange juice, and there's a little bit of fresh apricot juice in there as well. Again, just to go and give it that real fresh sort of taste.
So, and we've got more over here on the counter. This looks very interesting, I must say. They're baked ricotta with shellfish, lemon and dill.
Yeah, I'm going to say they're like a little sort of savoury sort of panna cotta. So we bake those off fresh today. And again, they're so light, you know, obviously with the ricotta, the shellfish in there. They are really, really light and there's a load of flavour in there as well.
I'm going to have to try one of those, David. They're very petite and quite sort of dainty, but they look uniform, and you've put them on a bed of what looks like miniature watercress.
Yeah, it's a mini watercress and pea shoots we've got on there. So again, it's there aesthetically pleasing, but also with the pea shoots, you know, again, there is a good health reason there for them to be there.
Do you think that it's a sort of a combination of colour and texture that's getting people to eat healthily? Because it's quite, when you think eat healthily, David, I mean, really? I think, oh my God, this is going to be so boring if I've got to be healthy.
Yeah, well, for me, as again, I think if it looks nice, people are more likely to try it, you know. So the biggest problem you have is if it looks bland, you know, if it's all the sort of dull colours, people will not try it. So again, it looks, you know, I'm looking at this dish, you know, I'm just looking at now, you know, the baked pumpkin and polenta we have here. It just looks lovely. It looks warming. And I think people are more likely to go and try it. Yes, it's not going to be to everybody's taste, but what we're trying to do here at Ragdale is, you know, try and do different things that people wouldn't normally cook at home.
The colours are amazing, and it's really inspired me. And I think one of the reasons that I like coming to lunch here so much, much more so than perhaps supper, is that I go home completely and totally and utterly inspired to kind of recreate this in my everyday cooking. That's sort of, you know, I think that's part and parcel of what you come away with. You walk out of here, go home, think, you know what, I'm going to cook better, I'm going to eat better, I'm going to exercise more, and this is one of those things. So for we ladies who go home with that resolve, what's your tip to carry on to do this at home and to carry on the Ragdale sort of way, if you like?
It's just to try, you know, start slowly, you know, again, it's not to try and overdaunt yourself with things, you know, start from, you know, from scratch and think, right, I'm going to go and make this polenta dish and just have it as the one dish, and its preparation, its mise en place, what we would say in the kitchen, is the key to everything, is to have all the ingredients ready to hand rather than running to the fridge to go and get it. And it's just basically having yourself some step-by-step instructions saying, this is what I'm going to do. And you'd be fine that, you know, it gets easier and easier. And, you know, then eventually, you know, you can start, you know, making three or four of these salads, no problem at all for at home, you know, for family and friends.
That ricotta is absolutely to die for. I'm really, really... Do you have the recipe for that?
Yeah, so we have recipes for most of our food that we send out. And so if a guest, you know, requires that, you know, what we can do is we usually email it to the guest at home, you know, for them to try. So, yeah, I'm saying most of these ones will have recipes for. So, again, it's just another little touch that Ragdale likes to do. And I think it's a good idea for them to take a bit of Ragdale home with them.
Is there a recipe book?
Yeah, we've got a recipe book. It's been out a couple of years now. And the recipes that we have on there are all ones that we do here at Ragdale. There's no point in putting recipes on for things that, you know, you never see. So we're always looking at that. I'm hoping, you know, in the next sort of year or so that we'll look at doing a new book. And that, yeah, I think it's, it'd be nice. It was great, the book we did. There's a lot of chefs involved in it. We've got their picture in it. So it was nice to think that, yeah, their dishes there, and they get some recognition for it as well.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to tuck into this lunch because I've got to say there is such a multitude of textures, flavours, colours and what have you. And when I get home, I'm going to go and try to carry on cooking in this way because it really is just a feast for the eyes.
Thank you very much indeed. I really appreciate that.
No, thanks for your time, David.
Thank you. Bye-bye.